This is a quick review from Mishnah Berurah, Simen Resh Mem Dalet. We're in the middle of Seif Vav. We did the Mechaber last time. The Mechaber talked about a Jew who bought the rights to collect taxes. Then he is allowed to have a non-Jew collect the taxes on Shabbos in some type of a kablanus, where he basically says, if you collect that X amount of dollars, then I'll give you a percentage of the dollars that you collect. Now the Ramah adds on, V'chein yuchal lahaskir hameches l'chol hashabasos l'ena Yehudi. Similarly, you can, you know, a higher out, you can give to the highest bidder the ability for a non-Jew to collect the taxes for every Shabbos of the year. V'ena Yehudi yikach harevach shal shabasos le'atzmo. And then the non-Jew, basically, who bought the right, he can take all the profits for himself. And we're not choshish from our sign that people will say he's doing it for a Jew. As we've spoken on yesterday, people are not choshish from our sign because of the pseida. Now, this in Sifkatan Lamed Dalid and Lamed Hey, the Mishnah Berurah explains this concept, and he quotes from the Magen Avraham. He says, not only is this not a problem of a real Isser, he says it's not even a problem of a secondary problem of Schar Shabbos, because he, even though he's hiring him Dafka to do it on Shabbos, because it's as if he bought the rights to do this from him. It's not like the Jew is paying him to do the work on Shabbos. So therefore, the only Isser we're worried about, as the Ramah pointed out, was Marisayan. And therefore, in this issue, we're not choshish for Marisayan because of the other problem of Pseida. And as we spoke about yesterday, and Mishnah Berurah reiterates in Sifkat Lamed Hey, so he says that really we're only makel on this if there's a major hefsid, and we're afraid that basically the Jew is going to be so upset about losing all the money, so he's going to come to do the Isser Daraisa himself. Now, under those circumstances, we said he can violate the Isser specifically, not of Amir La'akum Mamish, but he can violate the Isser of Maris Ayin on Amir La'akum. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you would be a real Skir Yom, if you were actually paying him to do the work for you on Shabbos, that would be Isser. And then he says that if you have a bar, and or if you have a, he calls it Beis HaMashke, right, and the non-Jew would take over the business, and he would buy the rights to sell the, you know, from you on Shabbos, that is not acceptable. I'm sorry, the non-Jew was not buying the rights for you on Shabbos. Rather, he was hired by you to work the bar on Shabbos. He says, even though you say that it's a menias revach, hefsed gadol, that you would lose a lot of money, nevertheless, this is mamash shechir yom. You're violating the real isser of Amir La'akim, hiring a non-Jew to work for you on Shabbos, and therefore that's not acceptable. And then in the end of the Sifkatan, he quotes from the Shita Sataz, that, as we'll see soon, that basically the non-Jew is doing the work for you in a mutter way, you can sort of keep your distance and make sure that he's not stealing from you. But as we'll see, you're not allowed to sit over him and watch the work that he does and sort of advise him in the work that he is doing. So back in the Ramah, Yisrael Hamamuna al Matbea Shalmelech, in those days you could get a job minting the coins and you'd be in charge of it. Dino kedin hamamun al amecha, same halacha as the tax collector. Even though there's a problem there, what we call av shemilsa, that it makes a lot of noise when you're doing the work, nevertheless, it's the same halacha. So as we just mentioned from the Taz, the Ramah here quotes that the Jew should not supervise the non-Jew as he's doing his work, in either of these two jobs. And as we spoke about from the Taz, there, he says that the reason is that you're going to stand there and you're going to tell him what to do, and then it's basically you working on Shabbos, you're doing the Daber Davar, you're doing the Mimtzel Heftzacha, and that's certainly prohibited to do on Shabbos. But as the Taz pointed out, if you're just there to make sure that he doesn't steal from you, right, that's at the end of, he mentions it again at the end of Sifkat Lamed Zayin, if you're just there to see that he doesn't steal from you, that is mutter. However, in the Dershim footnotes over here, he quotes, I think we've seen this tshuva a couple of times already, from Rab Moshe and Chelik Dalet Simen Nun Hey, that he's very against a lot of these types of things. If you sell your business to a non-Jew, we'll talk more about that in the next Simen, sell your business to a non-Jew, says it's not so gishmak. He says, because a lot of times the sale is not even the right type of sale, and it's basically you hiring the non-Jew to work for you on Shabbos, which we pointed out as Asur Medina. And he says, even so, the guy ends up caring a lot about the business and supervising, and he's standing there checking the profits, and this is not an acceptable behavior. And he says, but frat bizman hazeh, that there are so many mechallel Shabbos that we need to be shomer Shabbos even more than this. And therefore, he does not advise getting involved in such a thing if it's not completely necessary.